And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A. It's Talk of the Town. Today is the Thursday Roundtable. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, Cottonwood Area Transit, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, Chuck Roberts.
Hey, don't forget now, is it time to get a Valentine's Day card now, or can we just wait just a little bit? Oh, these are the questions that I've got to face today. We have a special guest, Mary Mallory from District 5, Yavapai County. Is that right? Yeah. And maybe a surprise guest drop-in. We'll wait and see, because I don't want to predict that he'll be here because he's busy. And we'll talk about a lot of things besides politics, as a matter of fact. One of the things I want to talk about, just for a second here, years ago, I was fortunate enough to become acquainted with and friends with J. Paul Riddle, one of the founder of Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University. And we got to talking one day, and he said that something that has stuck with me and I've used many times. When he would walk along the sidewalk or in a building or something, and he would try and make eye contact to the person coming the other way, and he would just smile and say, hi, that's all. And it's amazing how nice that works, because if I'm in a store or I'm over at the VA or walking down the hall and someone looks at me, I smile and say, hi, and they go, oh, hi. And he said, I made so many friends that way. It's so easy, so simple, and it brightens up everybody's day, and it doesn't cost you a penny. How about that? All right, we're going to take a time out and be back with more on the Thursday Roundtable here on the radio station, KQNA, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, round the world on KQNA.com.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's. Locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, the place to dine on Highway 69. The one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth the family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean, burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Roses are red, violets are blue. There's a giant share of Castle Cash waiting for you. It's the Don't Break My Heart giveaway at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Two hearts are better than one, so grab a loved one and start earning entries all February. Hourly drawings every Saturday in February from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. for a chance to win $5,000 in Castle Cash. At 11 p.m., a lucky guest will have a chance to win $10,000 in Castle Cash. It's the Don't Break My Heart giveaway, only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel.
Must be 21 and a Players Club member to participate. See Players Club for details.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 Whites Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Will you be my Valentine? Bruce, what does Valentine's Day have to do with Cottonwood Area Transit? After all, it's a sweet ride every day with Cat.
Rudy, life is like a box of chocolates. Every day with Cottonwood Area Transit routes through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. With Verde Links, it's a quick and easy trip to Sedona every day.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Nation Transit.
That's why you're a smooth operator, Rudy.
And I'm taking my sweetheart on the Verde Link to Sedona.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit and make every day a sweet ride.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
Yes, I am friend of those who want no friend. And I am so pleased that you joined us this Thursday, the day before, what's it again? Oh, Valentine's Day. That's right. I think I read something about that. Mary Mallory, how are you doing?
Well, I'm doing fine. I'm so happy to be here. I'm so thankful.
We've chatted off camera, off mic, quite a bit about we have some concentric circles in our lives.
Yes,
it was because you were born in Long Beach. I graduated from Long Beach State. Your family, from your grandpa on, I guess back to the Civil War, are all active in the military.
Yes.
And, of course, you're now a District 5 supervisor. You were county, city councilman.
For Prescott Valley.
So we have so many things to talk about, and maybe I guess we'll start with how things going in District 5.
You know, things are going great in District 5, and we have a lot of road work that we have going on. We're in the middle of completing a lot of that over there by Sunset Lane.
That's been going on for a couple of years.
Yeah, well, you know, we don't get anything done in our community without other agencies. You know, everything is a team effort.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to have leaders that are team players, too. And so we have tremendous leaders and agencies that all work well together. APS, Unisource, it was the county, Prescott Valley, the town of Prescott Valley, and the citizens. Really got to give a shout out to the citizens in that area. They have gone through a lot, Chuck, living there with bulldozers and what have you in their driveway for at least 18 months now, and it will continue.
And I guess the upside is it's going to be, it's Sunset Lane, but I call it Sunset Strip.
All right.
But you can go east to west pretty soon. It'll be sidewalks, bike lanes.
Curb, gutter, Did some great work in there for flood control issues. The community will be absolutely impressed when it is a finished product. And I think the other thing that it gives the community is that, you know, with your taxes, your property taxes, and you really get a value, you know, through what you see in your infrastructure, on your roads, and things like that. So, you know, sales tax is all that Prescott Valley has for, you know, they get their impact fees and some other things, state shared revenues. But, you know, Prescott Valley relies basically on that sales tax.
Your district is, if we were to look, I looked at it on a map.
Yes.
But I don't.
It's purple.
What's called lavender.
Okay, lavender.
But it's kind of stretched out from north to south more than east to west.
Oh, yeah. It's quite a.
So I put Prescott Valley, let's say Prescott Valley would be like dead center in that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And, the majority, a lot of the district, it's a small district, but it's the most populated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Prescott Valley is reaching quite a population, pushing like 45,000 people.
And more. Census is coming up. Yeah,
yep.
We'll talk about that later on.
Yes. So, you know, the population is very big. We also go all the way up to Walker area, Groom Creek, Potato Patch, all the way up onto a lot of the Senator Highway area. So I do have a big stretch. I got Diamond Valley right over here, and Yavapai Hills, the ranch. So I keep very busy. I have been out there since I got in the office. I've been out there meeting the people in the community and made many relationships and great support.
So you were talking about, we were talking about Sunset Strip, Sunset Lane.
Sunset Lane.
There are lots of other road projects that are going on right now. And maybe if you take a moment, tell us what is going on now and what's going to be coming up.
Well, the Sunset Lane, which we just talked about, and then we also are working on a Viewpoint Drive northbound. We're trying to get an additional lane on there, so when you're coming off the off-ramp onto kind of Glassford Hill, the Viewpoint is going left onto there, and then there's two lanes now. We used to back up a lot and really all the way up to the what I call a freeway, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I mean, when I get on it, I'm thinking I'm on a freeway.
And, yeah, it's 89A, but...
Right. But, and then we do have Glassford Hill, where we're going to do a free flow right lane. So when you come down off of 89A onto Glassford Hill, there's going to be an extra lane there where you can just turn, continually go right, and just keep on going. So right now we really only have two lanes and we stop, but there's going to free flow one, which will help with traffic also.
And this is a county project?
County and town.
Okay,
or
so
all county
joint
and town,
okay.
Yeah. Everything we do, again, is just the joint venture because of the money, you know, how it is, you know. We are always struggling with our infrastructure funds and things like that. And the governor was here in our area today. And he made it very clear he will not be raising taxes. So we will continue to move forward and continue to take care of our area with what we have.
Speaking of taxes, I may jump around a lot.
That's okay. I do too.
But we were talking earlier, you know, you come from a family of veterans, including your kids, your
mm-hmm.
children.
Yes.
My grandson's in the service. My daughter was in the Navy. I was in the service. My dad and his grandfather. And the governor said something about taxes regarding veterans.
Yes, yes. He's talking about honoring our veterans. And I will tell you, I just think this is a fabulous, fabulous way to tell our veterans how much we appreciate them. And our freedoms every day, just like sitting here on the radio with you, it's a freedom. And so they will not have to pay certain taxes as a veteran. And I kind of think, if I heard it correctly, he mentioned something about an income tax. I'm guessing it's a state. So, but I don't want to misquote him. But I do think it's something worth our veterans checking into. If they hadn't heard about it, they do need to check into it, because for me, I just don't think we could do enough for the veterans of our country.
Mary Dillinger, who's been on this show several times, is in terms of public relations for the Veterans Administration Hospital, mm-hmm. and she's been on several times. And one of the things that we talk about, and something you've participated in, was Valentine's for Veterans. Tell me about that.
Oh, yes. That was so lovely. So me and Supervisor Thurman met up on Monday at the VA hospital, and we were there a couple of hours, and we were passing out Valentine cards to the veterans that the kids had made in different schools in the area. And, you know, earlier you talked about how important it was to look into someone's eyes. Say hello. And you know what? I looked in every one of their eyes, and I shook their hands, and I thanked them. It was just a very amazing experience. And it reminds me, my father, He also passed away in a hospital, VA hospital, but that was in Long Beach. Actually, it was in Lakewood, California, but you know how that is. Mm-hmm. It's like Prescott Valley.
One side of the traffic circle.
Yeah. So, to see them and to have the opportunity to talk with them a little bit and give them those cards. And I just want to put a shout out to the schools that did that. I'm not sure of every school that participated in that. But I want them to know, the kids, that, you know what, you just lit up their whole life. They enjoyed those cards, and they just were so grateful that they were remembered for Valentine's Day.
And and it's something, again, as we talked about earlier, it's something so basic, inexpensive, mm-hmm. and yet it means so much.
It does. It means everything.
And you coming from a veteran's family, and your two sons are veterans. One's still in?
Yeah, one's over in Afghanistan right now.
And the other is retired?
And the other one is retired. He's down in Chandler, and him and his family are down there. And Stephen is over in Afghanistan. And then we also have two other sons that they're over in they're entrepreneurs over and have their own businesses in San Diego.
So they're far flung, but it's still close family. I'm sure now with Twitter and Facebook and all that type of thing. Because when my grandson was over in Afghanistan and Kuwait and Saudi Arabia, we could send him little messages.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun.
Yeah, we do this WhatsApp. I think that's Stephen. We do a WhatsApp, and then my granddaughters, his daughters. We can all actually get on there together and chit-chat.
What a world.
What an amazing. I'm talking Afghanistan, Arizona, and Iowa.
Just have to figure out the time differences. All right. Speaking of time, let's take time out right now and get a couple commercial words in. We'll be back with more of the Thursday Roundtable with Supervisor Mary Mallory on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, around the world. KQ&A.com.
Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Will you be my Valentine?
Bruce, what does Valentine's Day have to do with Cottonwood Area Transit? After all, it's a sweet ride every day with Cottonwood.
Rudy, life is like a box of chocolates every day with Cottonwood Area Transit routes through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. With Verde Links, it's a quick and easy trip to Sedona every day.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Nation Transit.
That's why you're a smooth operator, Rudy.
And I'm taking my sweetheart on the Verde Links to Sedona.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit and make every day a sweet ride.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same day and next day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers. From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
Home of the once-in-a-lifetime experience.
What do you mean, Ted?
On average, people are going to buy a new furnace or AC unit once in their lifetime.
So they might as well buy the best.
Yeah, because if our name's on it, we want you to be comfortable.
For a lifetime.
Go to GettlesHDM.com. That's GOETTL. The guys and gals at Gettle's get it. Got it? Good.
Everyone is talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
You know, of all the radio hosts in the entire world, I'm one of them. That's scary, I tell you. Mary Mallory is with us. She is with Yavapai County. She's Supervisor District 5. And we have a lot of questions to ask you. Okay.
Uh-oh.
Like, what's the capital of Vermont? No.
Oh, dear.
Who won the Iowa primary?
Oh, dear.
Speaking of voting, though, this is the year for the census every 10
yeah,
years.
It is.
And it has a great impact on many things, including how many delegates we have to the Electoral College and how much money we get from the various funds. So tell us a little bit about your thoughts on the census for 2020.
Well, you know, just to let you know, it only takes about 10 minutes to get your interview done for the census. So that's a very quick process considering government, right?
Yeah, it's scary.
But you know what? I would like to say, though, that it determines how you really get some federal funding for some of the things that you would like to have in your area, infrastructure, programs, services in the, you know, throughout the year. It makes a big difference in regards to how much more money we can get, and also that our districts, we have five supervisors, mm-hmm. and we may be taking our districts and expanding them even more. It doesn't mean we're going to get another supervisor. It just means that the supervisors we have now would get a larger district. So,
How districts are divided up by per capita?
Yes.
Okay.
And you know, the census, the other thing is many times people don't realize, even though you know, communities that have no soliciting, like, you know, Granville or Proghorn or Viewpoint, if they have a no soliciting sign in the area, the census can still go out and do this because it's very important for our communities to get a good count. So I please encourage people to participate in this. We need you to participate. You can do it online, but if they need to, they do come knocking on the doors.
But they all have proof of who they are.
Oh, yes, definite proof. And we really want to take and be a part of this so we get a good count for the county, Prescott Valley, Prescott, all of the communities. It's really important.
And, you know, you talk about the supervisors, five supervisors. Now, when I came up here, there were three.
Yes,
and then because of the population,
yep.
we started to add, went up to five.
Yes.
And you think it'll stay at five, but just to have a different proportions.
Yes. Uh-huh. We will just have more property, you know, to take care of, more areas to answer to.
And so the census is really important.
Yes.
For so many different reasons. And I guess we can't emphasize enough that if someone does come and says, I'm with the Census Bureau, they have legal identification to prove that. So it's mm-hmm. not somebody coming up, you know, randomly trying to play a scam on you.
Right. They absolutely have proof.
But you can bypass that by going online?
Yes, you can do it online. So I would
how
say
would
that
how
it
you
would
do,
be
just go
census,
type in census,
yeah,
2020?
Census
or?
2020, Census Bureau 2020, and it should, you know, come up through the search engines, and then you can go ahead and click on to the links that they have there. I personally have not done that way, but I do know that's available, and I think it's also might be available by mail.
And I guess for some people who are not quite sure, there you can call and ask for help.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I want you to know, too, that there are people at the county that would definitely help you. You can surely give me a call, and you can obviously, my phone number is 910-5076. That is my cell phone number, and I never mind giving it out, 910-5076. If you have any questions about getting in touch with the Census Bureau, you want to see how you can get this done, feel free to reach out to me.
And the results will be in next year.
Yes. It's the government.
Moving
forward.
10-minute interview will take 10 months to get the results. So.
Yes, it's a 10-minute interview, but it might take a little longer than that.
Well, of course it does. And
yes.
I smile when I say that, but it is important. And I think of so many people that are in nursing homes, rest homes, and that type of thing. There are probably people that can help coordinate that, because everybody should be counted, and it does make a difference. So we appreciate any help that we can get from any of the supervisors in the county or any of the people in the business world who can coordinate with that. We appreciate that. So one quick question. We need a county treasurer.
Yes. Yes, we do.
Here I am.
All right.
Give me your money.
Just get your resume in. We are taking letters of interest right now.
What are the qualifications?
Well, you know, that's an interesting question, because I'm not really too sure. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I am not sure what those it isn't elected. It right now it will be appointed.
And it has to be someone from the same party, which I take Ross was a Republican.
Republican. Yeah. Yes,
So you have to be a registered Republican.
Mm-hmm.
And fill out your resume and see what happens from there.
Yes, send it on in to
When's
the clerk
deadline
of the board.
Sometime in a week or so.
I think we gave this 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So we're finishing. We started it last Wednesday, so you know we have an easy week and a half left.
Questions can be. The Yavapai County has a fine website, and a lot of these things can be answered right there if you go to yavapaicounty.us. Our secret guest is going to come in just a little bit to take a few minutes of time with you and I. And
I just love our secret guest.
Yeah. So we're going to take a time out here, get caught up on some of the latest news, and a couple words from our sponsors. We will be back with our special guest, Andy Tobin, in just a few minutes. You are listening to the Thursday Roundtable on KQ&A, 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood. Around the world, and other great cities on KQ&A.com.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Hi, this is Stacy
and Tina
from The Light Company, and we are so excited to announce that Kay's Lighting in Prescott is under new ownership and now a part of our lighting and furniture family.
For years, Kay's Lighting has brought exceptional lighting and design to the Prescott area, and starting in March, we will be offering heirloom quality custom furniture.
Come see us at 735 6th Street in Prescott, and let us help you design a beautiful space uniquely your own.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. One of the common themes of conversations when I've been out and about in Prescott, and I'm sure it's this way in Chino, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale, is how nice our employees are. It never ceases to amaze me that people I don't even know will make the special effort to tell me about the folks who take care of them in our stores. That's because we at Olson's genuinely care about your animals and about the fact that you decided to shop in our stores. We're in our 41st year and have seen it all. We have incredible animal and pet experience throughout our company and access this experience on a daily basis. Whether it be what should I feed, how should I feed, how much should I be feeding to achieve the results I want, or my pet or animal has a special need, how can I help make life better? We help you figure that kind of stuff out. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals, where good enough just isn't, in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Thursday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. The chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee abruptly shut down today's meeting for a while after a group of Hispanic activists got vocal about how Chairman Eddie Farnsworth was treating them.
Once they started to demand to get some time to have their voices heard, he gaveled them down and then he shut down the committee and kicked them all out.
Senator and committee member Martin Quezada says the two sides clashed during discussion of a proposal that would ban sanctuary cities in Arizona. Quezada says Farnsworth rushed to the debate debate and refused to give opponents the customary amount of time to comment on a measure.
He identified the people that he wanted kicked out, and some of them were being loud, some of them were not at all, yet he still identified them and had them removed as well.
You're less than 1 hour away from National Hockey League action as the Arizona Coyotes visit the Ottawa Senators at 5:30 right here on KQ&A. Sunny today, chilling after bedtime to a mostly clear 29, warming toward the weekend with highs around 55 tomorrow, 59 Saturday and Sunday in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt with possible light rain and snow showers Monday and a holiday high near 53. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, chilling overnight to a clear sky 31, sunny highs tomorrow near 64, 68 this weekend, up to only 61. With a 20% chance for showers on President's Day. Your KQ&A News and Weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Thursday evening and stay tuned as Talk of the Town, the Thursday Roundtable, continues in a moment on KQ&A.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth the family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Roses are red, violets are blue. There's a giant share of Castle Cash waiting for you. It's the Don't Break My Heart giveaway at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Two hearts are better than one, so grab a loved one and start earning entries all February. Hourly drawings every Saturday in February from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. for a chance to win $5,000 in Castle Cash. At 11 p.m., a lucky guest will have a chance to win $10,000 in Castle Cash. It's the Don't Break My Heart giveaway, only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel.
Must be 21 and a Players Club member to participate. See Players Club for details.
My portfolio's diversified, my 401k's maxed, but my savings account just sat there till I switched it to Marcus by Goldman Sachs. I'm earning way more now, just between you and me. My savings are right on track, feels like I got upgraded for free.
You can money. With an online savings account from Marcus by Goldman Sachs, you could earn much more interest than with the largest banks. Sign up at Marcus.com.
Comparison made to the three largest U.S. banks measured by total deposits. Rates as of January 21st, 2020 may vary by state. Goldman Sachs Bank USA, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Stacy
and Tina
from The Light Company, and we are so excited to announce that Kay's Lighting in Prescott is under new ownership and now a part of our lighting and furniture family.
For years, Kay's Lighting has brought exceptional lighting and design to the Prescott area, and starting in March, we will be offering heirloom quality custom furniture.
Come see us at 735 6th Street in Prescott, and let us help you design a beautiful space uniquely your own.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
Hey, perfect face for radio. That's me, all right. It's Valentine's, so don't, you know, go ahead and send me your Valentine's cards and candy if you want to, but I didn't get mine yet.
Tomorrow.
Guess where I'm stopping on the way home. Mary Mallory, our guest, Supervisor District 5, and our secret guest, who I announced a while ago, Andy Tobin, who has come in here after visiting with the county supervisors.
Today. So, I mean, it's a,
but this is KQ&A.
I know okay. where I'm at. Right. I've been in this room. I know Monroe. I know you. I can't believe Sanford.
He's down Lake Havasu right now. Okay. Andy's a kind of director, whatever's not tied down at the state.
You know what, Chuck? I'm real lucky that, you know, I got to serve the best county in the state of Arizona for 8 years. And then when I got done, I wanted to come home so bad, and the governor called me and turned the car around, went back to help him. I tried to leave again by getting rid of the agency and transforming it, and I did that, and then he called me again, and I went right back down again, and you know, this guy just doesn't give up. And you know, we had a cabinet meeting on Tuesday this week, and he made it clear to his cabinet members that what we have 3 years to go in this guy's administration, right? He's not, he's here for the long term. And by the way, I don't know that we can find a governor who spent their full term 8 years for, until you go back to like 1960. Anyway, somebody can fact check me, but that's pretty close. And, this guy is at, I mean, he is at full speed ahead. He wants to leave everything on the table, and his instruction was, hey, listen, we're going to do more in the next 3 years than we ever thought about in the last five. And, you know, I tip my hat to him. You know, he's got it. I think I'm the oldest guy at the table now. You know, down there.
It's scary.
It is scary. He's got a lot of young people. And a lot of young people, it's about innovation. How do we deliver service faster? All those things. And, you know, from the time that I've been in the legislature, you know, it was pretty much I went down there to help with K-12. You know, that was, I had five kids here, all in different schools, from preschool to middle school to high school. And my wife's probably listening in, so she's probably saying, you missed one or so. But hi, Jenny. I love you. Jennifer's out there listening in, my grandkids. But, I mean, that's why I went down. And 2 years later, the President Obama got elected. Janet Napolitano left. Jan Brewer came in, and the economy fell apart. And we didn't have days like this, but you know, in times like this, it was bad. We spent most of our time cutting budgets and trying to survive. And people say, well, you know, Governor Ducey stepped in at the right moment, but that's not the case, because when he stepped in, we were $1 billion short when he got there, and a lawsuit, and a plethora of other problems.
Plus, we leased out our capital.
We leased out the capital. Hey, you're talking to the guy that did that. And then people always said, oh, how can you do that? And you know why? We didn't have enough money. We didn't have enough members to vote for more cuts. We had already cut 30% of the billions of dollars, more than any other state in the country. I literally didn't have enough votes to cut more, and Jan Brewer wasn't going to let us cut more. And so the solution was, is we went out for, I think you remember, temporary 1 cent sales tax to keep the state afloat for 3 years. Should have been 4 years, as I advocated, because it would have avoided the lawsuit and in turning a $1 billion problem over to Governor Ducey. But no one can say that he didn't have that problem, because he inherited it. And today he's got $1 billion in the rainy day fund and another $800 billion in surplus. And it has a thinner state government than we had before he got there. And there's
I understand he's going to start eliminating some of the.
So, no, what he's doing is that we're trying to. He instituted this Arizona management system. And the whole idea, you can relate to that, because the private sector, and Mallory, you know, with all her public service, she knows how this works. And when you were at Albertsons, you were always looking for savings, right? We were always looking to do it, because we were competing.
Exactly.
We had to be better than Bash's. We had to be better than Safeway. And, you know, that's what it was. And I was in the area, ran Fortner Aerospace there for years. And we had to be better, faster, and do those things on time. And he basically just put the private sector mindset into government. So every day you're always thinking, well, what can we do to do better? What can we do? And so you're never stuck in the same place. And what that did was that promoted more efficiency. So more of the work was getting done with the same amount of staff we had. And it helps, because, you know, then you have, as folks are retiring, you're not filling as many spaces, right? So he's had the opportunity to now bring what he learned in the private sector in the government, and he got called out. I think, Mallory, he was saying that today at lunch. He got called out by the president in the White House, saying, you guys ought to do what Arizona's doing down there. And look out. Yeah, who does that? You know, so we're pretty lucky to have him. I feel fortunate to kind of do some work for him. And he told me, he says, I hope you have your running shoes on, because you ain't seen nothing yet. And I believe him, because I'm in those meetings, those private meetings with him.
I'm going to turn the microphone over to Mary.
Yeah.
Well, Mary, you have some questions
for
him.
Well, you know what? Like I was saying earlier, we were talking about the veterans. So, Andy, please tell us, because I only had a little bit of information.
Yeah.
So he's got two things that I think are absolutely amazing. One is the veteran program,
yep.
And the other one is the Teachers Academy. I mean,
yep.
That is awesome.
Well, I'll tell you about the veterans program. So what he's got is he's fully exempting military pension pay from income tax in the state of Arizona. Let me tell you what that does. That puts about $850 back in every pocket of every veteran who's retired here. I mean, right now. And that makes us, that makes Arizona, as if we needed much help, but that makes us the most veteran-friendly state in America. So come on down, be part of this. This is what it's all about. He has added, for, I'm reading the notes down here because I can't keep up with this guy. He's added to veteran benefits counselors. You know, we still have a lot of veterans coming back who are struggling to get back in, into the workforce. You know, our Afghanistan is not closed down yet, as we all know. Things are still going on back there.
She has a son there, right?
See, well, yeah, yeah, I'm sorry, I forgot. I'm sorry. Thank you for your service. But I knew that. I knew that. So what's he doing? He's putting money into veterans benefits and counselor positions. You know, I think he spoke today like a lot of people. I don't think I've heard him. I think they call it when you're hitting your stride in a place where you've now gotten comfortable and have started understanding exactly what it is that you're in charge of and what you can do and how you can make it move. He had the Mueller family there today. He talked about the commitment from their daughter and their family to public service in Arizona. I mean, nobody promotes a state like he does. And he talks about mental health now. You know, so here's a Republican. You know, I think he's helping the party because he's talking about issues that matter that I would argue that Republicans haven't really dealt with. When I was in the legislature, I was trying to get stuff going on mental health, and I couldn't get out of the sandbox in a Republican caucus. You know, a lot of misunderstanding and uncertainty. But he jumped right in there and talked about you know, things we need to be doing in the mental health arena and how we need to treat that as other health care. And so from the veteran standpoint, he's got that. But then, you know, my daughter just graduated last year from ASU and from the teaching school. This is before the governor created the teachers' code. So what he's done is he's gotten the universities together. And if you're interested in teaching now in the state of Arizona and you're going to ASU, U of A, or NAU, you enter their teaching college program and commit to be in the front of the classroom teaching for, I think, 5 years. Was that what it was? I think Mallory,
yes,
was
it
5 years.
Uh-huh.
You're not going to have a payment for your tuition. You're going to go to college free. State of Arizona is going to pick that up. That's the way he is addressing the shortage of teachers in the classroom. So he's building on that, on the front end, right? Trying to start moving that capacity into the classroom. So that's what's building. And at the top end, he's adding, you heard that, you know, I know this is big stuff years ago. You'll never get 20% pay raises to these teachers. Well, he did it, and he did more than that. And now he's putting money back into the community college system. So it's, so there's a lot of good news here in the state of Arizona, a lot of good investment. You know, folks get worried. Okay, are we spending too much money? You know, we don't want to go back to where we were. Well, that's why he established this rainy day fund with $1 billion in it. I mean, it's never been that big. Our credit rating's doubled, or has gone up, is improved twice now. I think he said it's gone. Yeah, two times it's gone up. So he's righted the ship, and now he's wanting to make sure he's doing the investment stuff. So you know, and who's better than Mary Mallory about working on investments in the state of Arizona and our roadways, especially out
loving that I-17.
I'm telling you, look
at
that.
Oh my gosh!
Well, you know, you know how hard we fought for all those things for years, and and Mary and Tom and you know Rolly. I mean, so many of our mayors have been out on this for years, and you know, the guy's not. He's not from here, but he delivered, and he's going to continue to deliver on these great goals. So, anyway, so
well, there was
moving
a
ahead.
Couple of things I just wanted to touch base on when you mentioned the the mental health issue. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we are building that criminal justice center, and we also have a mental health facility going along with that to try to work with, you know, that situation.
Right.
Not everybody does need to be behind, you know, bars. We understand that. So we're trying to work through that as we put this component onto it.
Right.
And, you know, Yavapai County, Prescott Valley Police Department, nearly every medical organization located in Yavapai County that has a behavioral health component they have met up and they are working together to discuss how we can pull together as a county and a community. And like I said earlier, Chuck, it's all about us working together. We're not islands. We're people that need each other to help other people.
Well, you establish a goal.
That's right.
You say, all right, let's work together to solve this issue. And sometimes you have to cross party lines. Sometimes you just have to say, this is a problem. Do you agree it's a problem?
Right.
Why, how can we solve this? How can we work this out to do this? And what Andy's saying, and I guess what Mary's saying, is the money will be there. If we have the place, you know, in place, the system to make it work.
Well, the good news is that he's not spending money that he can't account for going forward. So we're not saying the budget is up 20% today. So the new revenue forecast is 20%. Here's our new revenue, right? He's being very, what do you call it when you're
not frugal?
Frugal with our money. Yeah, he's saying, so just because we're up this year doesn't mean we're going to be up as much next year. So he's using next year's numbers for revenue, right? He's going 3.5 or 4 or whatever his numbers are at, but he's not going 7 or 8. He's trying to forecast what the norm would be and then maybe a little higher. So he has a program with the university system where they have, you know, I forget how many sector finance folks he has. They all come together and they all forecast differently, and then they all bring it together. We come up with an average. And he stays with the average so he doesn't get caught spending forward dollars.
Spending money
today
from we expect to get in the future.
Right. So what did he,
I can't run my household like that.
So the answer is, what did he do with the money? So he put it in savings, paid off debt, right? Giving some back to the community. He's cutting taxes, right? He's giving some back to, but he's reinvesting the money in the infrastructure that we couldn't do when things were bad. Well, for heaven's sakes, I know, I'd love to run on that record.
Yeah.
But I mean, the truth of the matter is, that's just common sense business.
It's pretty hard to run argue against that.
Yeah. You know, and I think he had somebody asking him a question about, well, you know, you did this, you did, what about the pensions? And I'm like, you know, first off, just before, when he was state treasurer, he was part of the process that we eliminated this defined benefit plan for pensions for elected officials. Remember, the idea was, well, the pension programs are all in trouble. How do we get out of it? And let's get rid of them. And I'm like, well, first off, you got to go to the voters because it's in the Constitution. For those that don't know. And the other part is, if you want to start looking at that, why don't you look at your own? Because you can fix your own. You can get rid of it. So when I was Speaker, the only state in the country that got rid of a defined benefit plan for the elected officials, the only one. So that doesn't exist anymore. Now they have a 401k just like the private sector does. So we're watching to see how that, and you know what's going on? It's costing more money. You know why? Because nobody's putting money in. But we're also not having a liability problem either, right? Because we're not building that new liability into the future.
It's a process. It doesn't happen.
Yeah. And it's going to take some time.
Switch on and off or something.
Sure. But in the future, those resources are going to be part of the solution for other pensions that are struggling today. And I would argue that for all the work we've done on the pensions, they've come a long way. And there's still going to be work to be done. But the truth of the matter is that takes money. And it's going to take money to put into these systems to make up for when the big collapses came.
That ain't going to happen.
And it's already happened. The town of Prescott, the city of Prescott did it, so they put some resources in it, and they solved their problem. Hey, look at you. Anyway, they haven't seen for so long.
All right, let me take a time out
great,
here
Chuck.
To get a commercial break. We'll be back with more with Andy Tobin and Mary Mallory right after these words from our sponsor, KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM. 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, around the world, KQ&A.com.
Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Will you be my Valentine?
Bruce, what does Valentine's Day have to do with Cottonwood Area Transit? After all, it's a sweet ride every day with Cottonwood.
Rudy, life is like a box of chocolates every day with Cottonwood Area Transit routes through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. With Verde Links, it's a quick and easy trip to Sedona every day.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Nation Transit.
That's why you're a smooth operator, Rudy.
And I'm taking my sweetheart on the Verde Link to Sedona.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit and make every day a sweet ride.
Stay warm and comfortable all winter long with Gettles High Desert Mechanical. When it comes to fast, reliable service, the guys and gals at Gettles get it. Building, remodeling, or just making sure your heating and air conditioning is performing properly. Call Gettles and their highly trained service techs will keep your furnace system running at peak efficiency. Avoid disappointments and future regrets. Don't settle. Call Gettles, G-O-E-T-T-L-S. Visit GettlesHDM.com, now offering plumbing repair and service.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
That's the sound of healthy hearts. Music to the ears of heart experts at Yavapai Regional Medical Center's James Family Heart Center. Our leading cardiologists and skilled heart specialists work together to detect and treat valve disease. In fact, YRMC's Heart Center is a national model for valve disease diagnosis and treatment. Our team creates customized care plans based on each patient's unique health profile. Our treatments combine leading-edge technology with the latest non-surgical procedures. This means you or someone you love can get back to an active and healthier life sooner. A national care model for valve disease, world-class technology, the latest non-surgical procedures, and amazing heart specialists. All at the James Family Heart Center at YRMC. Inspired by you.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reap Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same day and next day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reap Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
All right, I'm going to... Hey, I'm,
you can, but
I get to be in charge.
Oh, Chuck's in charge. Sorry, we're just
talking. We were taking over your show.
I ain't seen
State
Monroe
of Arizona,
for a long
and you're
time.
You're Supervisor District 5.
Yeah. That's how
you hurt
sorry.
My feelings. Yeah. Mary, okay. Did you have some questions for Andy?
Oh, no. I was just chit-chatting, and then it wasn't my turn, so I
couldn't. It's your turn.
I was listening on the radio. I know you did the census stuff, which is, you know, that is, listen, this census is not, this is the most nonpartisan event people could ever participate in. Starting April 1st, you're going to start getting notes in the mail or knocks on the door or emails or what have you. The whole idea is to get the best count we can. You know, the odds are we're going to get ourselves another congressional district.
Yep.
Maybe there's a second one out there. Chuck, who's to know? You know, if we count all our folks here and they don't in New Mexico or don't in Massachusetts, right, maybe there's another one to get. But what we inherently know is for every person that we do not get a count on, it's going to cost the state $3 million a year. Can you believe that?
No.
That's what it's going to cost. Those are the numbers because of the amount of money we're sending back to the federal. In fact, they handed me these numbers. I can't believe it. This year, it'll be $675 billion in federal funding on the table.
I got those notes.
Oh, do you? Oh,
yeah,
look
so
at you.
Now we know they're right.
Well, I can't keep up with them. Yeah, you look at the cost. So that means money that doesn't come and the money we then have to pay in to replace it, right? So wherever you're living on April 1st in the state of Arizona, if you're a visitor from Minnesota or from back someplace where it snows and you can't play golf later.
Snowbirds.
Yes, we're glad you're here. Rhett, you know, just go ahead and complete your census stuff because this helps us with our roadway. This helps us with the
I-17. Yeah.
Sure, are where this stuff comes from.
And, you know, I just want to also tell you something else we're doing over in here in District 5. It's actually over in Diamond Valley, Andy. Mm-hmm. And we have a flood control project that we're doing over there. We're doing a drainage master study for that area. Now, you're very familiar with Diamond Valley and all of that.
I used to work right here. This used to be my insurance office right next to Sanford. Yeah.
But why I bring that up is because projects like this, Andy, is what the census helps us get done.
Yeah, Supervisor, you're exactly right. I'll be up in Coconino County tomorrow and Flagstaff for basically the same function. You know, they're talking about, well, what's their roadway needs? And our governor is pressing ahead with rural broadband, trying to get communication going, which helps our schools, which helps our kids, which helps our roadways, which helps our police and fire response times, and by the way, helps all of us be able to better communicate so that more businesses can come here. You know, our senior citizens can feel more comfortable and safe that they know we have adequate infrastructure now that can protect them. And right now that's good for here, but come out to Paulden. It can be a little struggle from time to time, as you know, and other more rural parts of our communities. But it's getting better. And these the opportunity just to be counted on this census, I can't underscore how valuable that is, and especially will be valued. You can't take it back. Right. Once you get these numbers in, you're stuck with them for 10 years.
Yeah, till 2030.
So you can't get them back. So for every $1 million you lose this year, you're going to lose it tenfold. So that's why it's so important. So your neighbors, your kids, your parents, please make sure, get yourself counted.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't that how we got two more districts here in Yavapai County on the last census?
On the state, the last time they divided up, remember the Independent Redistricting Commission, last time they divided up, you know, Yavapai County got broken up all over the place, right? But we had a growth spurt. And so in here in Yavapai County, it's how you ended up with two more supervisors because you exceeded the population piece. And that's how it works. So anyway, but now you're stuck with five. We can double in size, and you're still got five.
I know.
So your job's just
going to
get bigger. You're going to get a bigger and bigger,
bigger
job.
District. Yeah.
That's right. I'm known
a
Mallory.
Hard worker, and
I've known Mary for a long time. She does work.
Speaking of Mary Mallory, thank you for being with us today, and for your constituents that want to contact you again. You gave out your cell phone number.
I've been doing it for 10 years. 928-910-5076.
And working on the budget, that's going to come out.
Yeah, we're working on the budget.
Was that May you have to have that done?
Yeah, and we got a lot, and we're going to be very, like the governor, we're like putting our feet to the ground on this. We have to build a criminal justice center. We have to supply that mental component of it to help people. And so with that being, we're going to be very conservative and keep everything that we need in the budget budgeted for, but be very conservative moving forward.
I got to get you back because I got other questions to ask.
I know you do.
Mary's always been
Andy,
a great public
try and stay
servant,
busy, will you?
You know, Chuck, if I was any busier, I'd be by more often.
And where's our next stop?
I'm on my way to Flagstaff. I'm going to go see my wife tonight, which is
It's Valentine's Eve.
It almost is. I usually get home, but not till late Friday, so it's kind of special. I get to see her. I saw the grandkids this morning, and so I get to be in my hometown for an extra day or two, which is blessings to us. So,
husband met me here at the radio station because he hasn't seen me since I left this morning at about 7, so he thought, well, here, maybe I can catch you out of pit stop.
There you go.
So I love my husband. Kirk is a good guy.
Good guy. And thank you. I'm honored to have you both here today.
Chuck, thanks.
Thank you so much. What a blessing.
And again, a reminder, when you're walking along and you see somebody coming at you, you look them in the eye, and what do you say?
You say hello.
Hi. And that's all you have to do.
That's right.
Just say hi. It'll
communication.
Work out this fine. All right, that's going to wrap things up for this week's edition. Happy Valentine's Day to everybody. Yeah. And we'll be back next week with the Thursday Roundtable. Take care of yourself. This is KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, and round the world over there, KQNA.com.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Cottonwood Area Transit,
Gettles High Desert Mechanical, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, A&E Reaper Graphics, Genesis Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employers, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m. and 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.